أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, Allah سبحانه وتعالى said الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. In the ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned those people who will be tried by Him Jalla Jalaluhu by giving them various ibtila'at through hunger, through fear, through loss of wealth, through loss of health and so on. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this beautiful ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ. When these are the people who, when they are faced with a calamity, when a calamity befalls them, قَالُوا, they say إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. We are from Allah, we belong to Allah, and to Allah is our return. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. These are the people on whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends His blessings, and they receive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, which means Allah's forgiveness. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. And Allah said, and truly these are the people who are rightly guided. My brothers and sisters, we all know this ayat. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Everybody knows. This is like one of those things like inshallah, mashallah kind of things which everyone uses. And almost invariably, if not always, we use inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun when we hear of somebody's death. If someone says so-and-so died, we say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. In some cases, we might also use it for when we hear about some loss. Somebody lost their property, somebody lost their health, or whatever. It's inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So usually it is used for something terminal, some kind of terminal loss, whether it's death or whether it is some other kind of terminal loss. Now, obviously nothing wrong with that. That is what we should do. But think about the ayah itself. Allah is saying, these are the people who are conscious of two things. One, that they belong to Allah, that they are the true ibad of Allah, they are the true slaves of Allah, they belong to Allah. Inna lillah. And the second one, and they are completely and totally aware of, and they believe that to Allah is their return. وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. I submit to you that this is the definition of a mu'min. Who is a mu'min? Who is a true believer? The one who believes about himself, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. This ayat is in plural, but in singular, if you say that, that would apply to the individual, plural, to mu'mineen. So now, this is to me the definition of a mu'min, somebody who believes this. So what does it mean? If I believe this, therefore, what am I saying about myself? Let's take the first part of the ayah, inna lillah. Verily, we belong to Allah. So if I say that I belong to Allah, that I am the property of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I am the possession of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am the creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what am I saying about myself? I am saying about myself that I make i'tiraf, that I absolutely accept, and I do that with complete certainty, I do that with great happiness, that every single thing in me belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Every single thing in me belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah owns me and Allah owns everything that I apparently own. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my speech belongs to Allah. It's not my speech. I am using it as a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My hearing belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not mine to use as I wish. It belongs to Allah. So I use it in trust, as a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My eyesight is not mine. It really belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm using my eyesight as a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My strength doesn't belong to me. It belongs to Allah. And I use my strength as a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My intelligence, my wisdom, my health, my wealth, my money, my influence, my children, my wife, whoever and whatever is associated with me, over which I have any control, which is ascribed to me as being mine, is really not mine. It belongs to Allah, because I belong to Allah. Now, if I say this, what is it? How does it help me? It helps me in two ways. One is, it shows me and gives me direction about how I should use this. So if my eyesight does not belong to me, it belongs to Allah, then how must I use my eyesight? I must use my eyesight in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes, in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to use it. If my speech is not mine, belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then how must I use my speech? What must I say? I must only say that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If my hearing doesn't belong to me, it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm only using it in trust, then how must I use it? I must use it in a way that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means that I must not hear or listen to anything that Allah doesn't like. I must not speak anything that Allah doesn't like. I must not look at anything which Allah does not like, which Allah has made haram. I must not walk to any place. I must not talk to anybody. I must not use anything. My health, my wealth, everything I must use only as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes, because it is not mine. It belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, we understand this in material terms very well. You know, if somebody loans, for example, if someone loans me his car, if I'm driving his car, if I'm a person of any integrity, if I've got any shame, if I've got any sense of responsibility, then I can assure you that I will use that car and treat that car better than I would use and treat my own car, for only one reason, which is this does not belong to me. It belongs to my friend. My friend trusted me and he gave this car to me to use. So this car now I will use extremely carefully, and I will use it in the way that my friend likes that car to be used. I had a very, very dear friend of mine, Mr. Salim Sharif. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him Jannatul Firdaus ala bi ghairi hisab. He was my mentor as well. He was my elder brother. He was my friend. And he was known, he was an extremely meticulous person. He was a highly principled human being, extremely meticulous person, a great role model. And I'm very happy that I had a role model like him in those days. And one of the things about him was that he used to look after his car. His car was, we were in the Annapolis, Salim Bhai's car was absolutely the most beautiful car in the plantation district. Not because he didn't have a Ferrari, he had the same Ambassador that everybody had. Hindustan Ambassador. But the way that car was kept, that car would run, would purr like a Persian cat. That car's engine always was the most beautifully tuned. That car was so clean, you could eat off the floor in that car. That car always had a shine on it. Absolutely meticulous. If somebody, and Salim Bhai was known very, if he didn't like people to bang the door of the car. So, you know, if he was there, he would shut the door for you. If you got into his car, he made sure that your shoes and so on were not muddy. that you treated. Now, people sometimes used to, you know, his friend sometimes used to pull his leg about his car and say, oh, Salim's car, Salim takes, you know, such good care of his car, and he spent so much time on this car and so on. But believe me, anytime Salim Sharif's car was to be sold, when he was getting a new car, and if people knew that he is selling his car, no matter who made fun of him, those people were the first people to run to his place to say, please sell me your car, because they knew that this car was in absolute pristine condition. Now, that's the beauty and value of having principles and having standards in life. So therefore, the person who is saying inna lillah, this is what he's saying. He is saying that this thing doesn't belong to me. Nothing that I have belongs to me. It belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, I must use it only as Allah wills. If Salim bhai, I mean, I never borrowed his car. I never dared to borrow his car. I would have been terrified to borrow the car. Because I knew how much he looked after it and so on. I didn't want to take the chance. But I'm saying, if I had borrowed Salim bhai's car, do you think I would have driven it, you know, through a pothole without slowing down? Do you think I would have driven it into a place, into a narrow road, and risk having the car scratched by branches? Not on your life. I mean, I would have, if I could, I would have driven the car into my bedroom and covered it up with a blanket to keep it warm in the night. The thing is that this is how we must look after ourselves. So when you say inna lillahi, I belong to Allah. Therefore, the first thing I say to myself and I think about is that alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me all of this in trust. Therefore, I am so grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. So I am conscious that I have all that I have in trust from Allah, and I am utterly grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving me this. Because every time now, when I'm speaking, I think to myself that if I could not speak the way I speak, what would life be like? If my eyesight was not as good as it is, alhamdulillah, then how would I indulge in this passion of mine of wildlife photography? If my listening, if I was deaf, then how would I, listen to poetry and all the things that I enjoy listening to, and the joy I get out of that? How would I have got that? Right? If I didn't have a body that functions, mashallah, perfectly, then how would it be if my body was full of pain? And if I had various ailments, can't eat this, can't eat that. Alhamdulillah, I don't have any of that. I'm so grateful. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me, and He has kept it, and He has preserved it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me good health. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me intelligence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me beautiful friends. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put, love for me in the hearts of people. I mean, I all of this, not mine, belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, two major consciousness. One is the responsibility that I have of using all of these things only as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to use them, number one. And number two, being extremely, extremely grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having given me these things. So this is the first part of Inna Lillah wa Inna Ilahi Rajiun. So we're looking at Inna Lillah. Inshallah, more tomorrow. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmal rahimin.